Man, it's Busted Pencils. It is fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education Saturday show. Loving it. Civic media listeners out there in the car, 3 p.m. Central Time. Well, in the car, in the workshop, you know, in the kitchen, cooking some food for the new year. Thank you for listening to Civic Media. And, you know, thank you for listening to Busted Pencils. We appreciate you. And yes, all of you podcast downloaders, of course, we love you too. Thank you guys for listening. But, man, I tell you guys, it is the news as we go into the new year. Holy crap. You know, it's just like people are like, well, you know, that's not related to education. That's not related to education. I'm like, wait a minute. Think about this. I mean, when I, you know, when I was teaching fifth grade, every class period, I always started with a, so what's going on in the world type of, you know, current events, time to talk about what's happening, because great teachers should have.
Hold on, Tim, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Tim.
Oh,
Tim, did any course I've ever taught, including the college classes I teach, to, you know, ask that question, what's happening in our lives? What's going on in the world? Right. What's happening? What are y'all thinking about? What's going on in the world? What's going on in your lives? And that's a lot of things these days, right? I mean, whether it's, hey, my team's going to the playoffs for the NFL, right? We got all kinds of different teams representing, you know, their fan bases out there as they head into playoffs. And then we also have, you know, the whole stuff with Venezuela. That's been, you know, that's been consuming my news feed a bit in the last week or so. And then on top of that, we also have had some interesting, definitely ed-related stories. I mean, almost everything is connected to education. That's what we're here to talk about. But, you know, Tim, I'm with you. There is a lot going on in our worlds right now. So it's an overload of different news stories and things happening. And I can only imagine. I'm not back in the classroom yet. I will be on Monday. We have a little bit of a later start for our semester. But my kids are back in class. And certainly the new year has brought with it all kinds of exciting new things happening in their worlds and in all of our worlds. So, Tim, I think you're good now. I got the thumbs up from you. You want to hop back in?
Yeah, I'm back. You know, sorry about that, but you know, occasionally internet providers, that news, you know, up and down. But man, I was just you know, amazed thinking about, like, wow, if I went into school tomorrow as a teacher the way I used to, and as a professor the way I used to, like, so what's going on in the world? It'd be like, where do we even start? I mean, Maduro in Venezuela. another one here. I literally just saw this. Military action is not off the table for Greenland. I mean, you know, those Greenlanders are fierce fighters. And so, but Johnny, you know, you think about this. One of the issues, though, that comes up, and this is one that, I mean, you know, we're disappointed. We don't know how to make sense of it. But what went on in Minnesota, you know, you hear the way I said that. I tried to say like Minnesota.
Minnesota.
With Tim Walz, and people remember back to the 2024, you know, election and the ramp up. I mean, Johnny and Tim and, you know, Jess at the time, I mean, Busted Pencils, we were just all over Tim Walz as, you know, former teacher, potential vice president, and just like, man, this dude. And, you know, he hunts, he's a coach. It was just like the prediction of more and more educators getting into politics. It was like, holy crap. And then a YouTuber decides to put out a video, and holy crap, now fraud in the child care system in Minnesota seems to be front and center, and there's a lot swirling around. But right away now, you know, and these are the one of the issues, well, I'm sure we're going to talk about later. But so, you know, essentially childcare across the country now has been put on some kind of funding hold. And is that something that is needed at this point? Is fraud in, you know, child care spending from the federal government, is fraud such an issue that, holy crap, we need to stop everything and take a look? I mean, the video, the YouTube video, what actually was presented and what in that video presented has actually been verified as true. You know, that's an issue. Tim Walz, who was going to run for re-election, has pulled out of it and has decided, hey, wait a minute, I need to spend a lot of time, more time working on this issue. Is that evidence that, holy crap, something went wrong, and now this is one of the reasons why he's bailing out? I mean, on this one, though, you think about this. The suspension of these funds, when you were talking about to an education impact, I mean, parents who now can't go to work potentially because they have nowhere for their children to go, the learning loss, Johnny, that's about to occur now because kids aren't in settings where they're getting education. I just, this issue is one that's messy, it's dirty. I don't know where I need to figure out how to, should I be advocating for something? Should I be defending something? I mean, these are the ways that I look at this issue of the YouTuber Minnesota Tim Walz and potentially fraud. And again, fraud that feels to me also targeted at a minority population, also, you know, immigrant population, and recognizing now, too, was this, you know, planned as part of an anti-immigrant agenda? I don't know, Johnny, how do you even begin to start thinking, and Jacob, how do we make sense? Where do we put this? Where do we kind of go, oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, that doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna position one thing right now. Right now, the news outlets, the lamestream media, has for the most part kind of questioned whether the evidence in the YouTuber's video, whether that's verifiable or not. And if that's the case, does this whole thing fall apart because of that? Or is there real fraud, but the YouTuber didn't really hit it, but actually opened up a door for something we should all be paying attention to? Jacob, jump in there because Johnny looks busy.
Well, I think that you're making a good point, Tim, about questioning whether or not this video was legitimate. I know that I've seen a report from the news in Minneapolis where they went back to this facility where the YouTuber went, basically right-wing YouTuber guy. What's going on, guys? We're going to expose some fraud today. Goes into a daycare area. He doesn't see any kids. They don't let him in. Well, that's suspicious. Why can't a grown man walk in with his big video camera into a daycare center? That's not weird. Come on. And whether or not there's anything going on there or not, it is not clear to me. The news there came back. They said, we're here the next day. Plenty of kids. We don't know what you're talking about. Now, is that definitive? No, they could have brought in kids because they're under scrutiny. But I don't know. It is not yet proven one way or the other. I would say that whether the video was legitimate or not doesn't have a big bearing on the overall situation, because it seems that the federal government, the state government of Minnesota, they have been investigating potential fraud claims related to this for a number of years. It's an ongoing thing. I believe there have been prosecutions. There have been convictions. The situation is bigger than this video. The important thing about this video is that it got the story out and made it a big, huge story. Why is it a big, huge story? I don't think it's about the fraud so much, because this is America, Tim. This is a great country where the poorest person and the president of the United States, we can all commit bribery and fraud and corruption. It's, you know, it's what we do.
Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunities for corruption and bribery and fraud in this country. The thing that really sticks here is that, one, it's a welfare program. Ooh, we don't like those. Ooh, some of the people involved are immigrants. Oh, we don't like those. Oh. And it's in a Democrat blue state with a Democrat governor. Oh, it's the three worst things in the world. So even though there's plenty of fraud in America in all sorts of different spots, even though red states have fraud, blue states have fraud, sometimes immigrants commit fraud, sometimes American presidents commit fraud. But what we care about is when it lands on all three of these big things that Republican influencers and talking heads and news channels like to talk about. I think it's a serious thing. I think this fraud should be investigated, and it sounds to me like it is being investigated by Minnesota. It got started being investigated under the Biden administration, and I hope that people who committed crimes are dealt with.
Wait. The investigations into fraud started with a Democratic administration. Did you just say that, Jacob?
I did say that, Tim. 2022 is when the investigations into this boondoggle started. Of course, Joe Biden was president and Tim Walz was governor of Minnesota.
What? Johnny, that sounds fishy to me.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is one of those things, Tim. I think you started off here with, like, you know, the YouTube viral video and then the big national story and then, you know, everybody piling on it in terms of what I mean, everybody. I mean, it was low hanging fruit for the MAGA crowd. And I hate to just point fingers, but I think it's pretty accurate to say, like, took it and ran with it. Yes, there's a problem with some fraud in Minnesota. It's being dealt with. It's, you know, not new to the people who are working on it. It is complex. It got slowed down because of some, you know, some strong legal accusations made, you know, in both directions in the investigation. And yeah, man, it's unfortunate because, like Jacob talks about here, at the end of the day, this is about the well-being of a really important part of our public education system, early childhood education and early child care. And, you know, yeah, there's some fraud going on. I think that's pretty clear, but it has serious widespread impact as it triggered, you know, a freezing of funds nationally to these programs. And I mean, it's just one of those unfortunate things. I don't know how to get into it other than saying, like, ooh, this is a bad thing and bad things happen. Right. But it does really kind of throw fuel on the fire of attacking children, because when we assume, oh, if there's a child care fraud in Minnesota, then it must be happening everywhere. And the best way to deal with it is just stop funding, you know, these child care programs, which ultimately, who's that hurt? Right? Children in our public education system. So when we get back, let's dive more into it, because so many things. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk when we get back.
Tough one. It's Busted Pencil. We're not tough. We're softies. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, and me, Dr. Tim Slecker. Here we are. Saturday show for everybody out there right now driving around going, what is this? It's Busted Pencils, you know. And if you're kind of going, no, I don't know, then keep the radio right where it is, because I'm telling you, you're going to love the stuff that we're talking about. Podcasters, again, always appreciate you. You know, holy crap, tons of news, but really focusing right now on the YouTuber in Minnesota that supposedly exposed massive fraud in the federal child care or welfare system. And the evidence no kids in a classroom, and a burly man with a camera wasn't allowed to go in. The next day, the students were there. Holy crap, that's absolutely fraud. We need to front and center highlight this, make sure every news outlet covers it. And this to me, you know, it's like, yeah, we are not saying there isn't fraud. What we're wondering about, though, and Johnny, this to me is one of those critical education issues in understanding media, understanding information, is that what appears as, holy crap, we just found this out, that's actually not really true at all. But the effects of essentially it appearing as if, wow, this random 20-something-year-old YouTube dude who just happened to find fraud, and had he not been there, no one would have ever known about this. You know, that's actually the nonsense that I think right now, particularly in this segment, that really bothers me. I know the fraud bothers me. I was thinking, man, when you were talking last time, I'm like, man, Leonard Skinner said it best, Mr. Skinner, ooh, that smell. But I'm thinking, ooh, that smell on how we're making this a massive media extravaganza when we have a historical record that shows that investigation into federal funding for childcare, welfare childcare funding, has been under investigation since at least 2022. There have been prosecutions that have come out of that. And the idea that this all of a sudden was just exposed, that feels like a fraud story in and of itself, that all of a sudden the story of federal funding daycare money being a fraud, when the reality is that it was already being investigated, it was already being prosecuted, it was already being looked at for 3 years prior to this YouTuber. And to me, that's the bigger story, is to come back and go, whoa, the story of sensationalizing this for political purposes, to me, not that the fraud isn't a big story and we should be investigating, but the idea that the enhancement, you know, of a non-story now to something that's already been going on. This is where I'm kind of like, wait a minute, ooh, that smells even worse, maybe. Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know how to say it, Tim. It's like one of those very unfortunate things. And I actually, you know, really like what Tim Walz said about it. I mean, I hate to say that this is going on, but, you know, he was quoted as saying that for the last several years, an organized group of criminals sought to take advantage of their state's generosity. And he said, even as they make progress in the fight against the fraud, they're now under attack from an organized group of political actors, right, seeking to take advantage of the crisis, right? Which we've talked about a lot of times, like when you capitalize, like literally in the definition of that term, but when you really instrumentalize children, right, or one of these things. Yes, this is an unfortunate situation. It is something that people in Minnesota are working hard, you know, to remedy, to fix, to address, right, to uncover. And then, you know, it's a crisis that is being taken advantage of. And then, like I said before, man, it honestly, when I saw the video too, I thought, oh my gosh, that's got to be happening everywhere. But then, you know, like I start thinking about, well, every childcare facility isn't fraudulent, right? And so is the answer, like you posed this question earlier in this segment, right? Is it to freeze funds and react that way? Or is that more of a political move, you know, to really like do disaster politics to say, oh, there's a problem. We're going to make the problem worse, right? Rather than collectively address it. We've said this over and over again. There are certain things that are, you know, I guess we call it bipartisan or nonpartisan, right? And one of those things I would say is like early childhood education. It ought to just be part of a strong democracy that you have a well-funded and strong and highly held accountable, you know, early child care system. Is this the way to get there? I don't think so. But here we are with frozen funds, and I'll echo what Tim Wall said. Political actors seeking to take advantage of a crisis to the point, right, where he has made the choice to not go up for re-election, right, which we could get into when we come back from our next break. Pencil Busters, thanks for listening. Busted Pencils here when we get back.
Always love breaking back into that. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, it's educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, me, Dr. Tim Slecker. Fraud in Minnesota. Thank God for YouTubers, because who would have known such a travesty? Wait, oh, it was already known. And in fact, indictments had happened. 2022 investigations, subpoenas, indictments, all that stuff. It was already happening. Is it news because somebody now decided to make it news? I don't know. But Johnny, you asked, you know, the freeze now by the federal government on this money.
Yeah.
$185 million
annually in federal child care funding, you know, supporting care for around 20,000 children. I think it's closer to 19,000, but I'll round up, be a little sensationalizing here on Busted Pencils. But that's big time, man. That's a lot of funding, right?
It's a lot of funding, but more importantly, that's a lot of children, families now that have nowhere for their child to go to get the services that they should be having. The families probably can't get to their jobs now and continue to, you know, make money and pay taxes. And it that's the part where people go like, well, of course you have to do that until we uncover all the fraud. But it's like the ramifications of that start to feel like, okay, but who is actually going to be harmed here? And it's children and families. And you ask, for me, I ask the question, well, what do we know about the children and families that draw on these federal funds? Well, as Jacob pointed out, some of them are having a hard time right now and economically disadvantaged, and the government is providing a social safety net, God forbid, Marxists, socialists.
That's a sarcasm.
Okay. Johnny, you're getting better. But then, guess what? The racial makeup, we can start to look at that. And then somebody might ask a question and go, is the freezing and the pain and suffering that then results of the freezing also just part of the fun that we want to dish out and dole out lots of immigrant families who are using these fundings? I mean, you know, I think, well, pre a lot of this crap, a critical educator who's doing a really good job educating children, future teachers, educating anybody, would be actually empowered to ask a question like that. Like, where is the pain felt and why delve out that pain? And is there anything behind actually, and, you know, a potential to say, well, yeah, the pain is actually, you know, we don't care about the fraud. It's the fact that the fraud gives us the ability to dole out pain. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. And so somebody might accuse me of going, so what you're saying, Tim, is you should be indoctrinating. No, I'm saying that there's a critical framing here that we need to ask questions like this, because we need to ask critical questions of, is there fraud? And then we also have to ask, okay, the solution then, why such a draconian solution that actually is going to create harm on, for the most part, those that are least among us, those who are least protected, those who are most vulnerable, those who have, you know, already overexposure to trauma and suffering. And so making a decision to actually know that that is going to be the result of federally freezing those funds, you know, we should be asking questions about that. Why would you do that? Well, somebody would say, well, how else are you going to stop the fraud? I don't know. That maybe that's a legitimate question. Is this the type of pain and suffering that children and families who are using these funds appropriately and centers that are using these dollars appropriately in the way they're intended to be, is it that actually the only way we're going to get to the scope and the depth and who's committing the fraud, the only way to do it is to actually just do an all stop no matter who you are? That's, you know, that's a framing, right?
There's two different ways you could try to approach it, Tim, I think. There's one where you say, oh, America, we can't afford to keep spending this money. We have to just cut it all off right now and investigate. And down the line, maybe we'll fund this again someday. But if we continue with this amount of money going to fraud, we're going to declare bankruptcy as a country and go under. We just can't spend the money. I would say, I remember, you know, people may forget now because of the Venezuela war, but once upon a time, we had an Afghanistan war. And I recall back then, a lot of accusations were made about fraud, wasteful spending, contractors getting paid for things that didn't show up or were built for no reason and got abandoned in Afghanistan. And when we found out about that, we didn't stop funding the U.S. military because we think the military is important. Yeah. So even though there's fraud, because its mission is important, we're going to keep spending money on it and try to fix the fraud incrementally and slowly and fix those leaks as they come. But we're not going to shut down all the spending. What the Republican federal government is telling you is that if they find fraud, since they don't value giving money to early childhood education and daycare, they're going to shut it down.
Hmm. Ooh, Johnny, I saw you kind of like go like, man, Jacob's nailing it.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the point. It's selective extreme measure, right?
Yeah.
And we're beaten, you know, I don't even like that analogy I was about to say about horses, but you know, we're saying the same thing over and over again here that, you know, public education, especially early childhood education, like Jacob said, ought to be something like our military that we have. Yeah. Like,
sorry, you know, really we keep going. Of it.
Like, this is a very, very unfortunate incident and, you know, something worth looking into. It's, you know, impacting, you know, a whole lot of people, an entire industry. But like we keep saying, it at the center of all this is our children and families.
Yeah.
Right. And do we support young children in this country in the way that we support things like military or sports or other things that oftentimes get, you know, sort of a blanket approach to funding? You know, I wish it was true that we cared about kids in this country, but yet again, we're reminded that, like, hey man, you know, we don't as a country care about kids. That's an individual responsibility. And yet that keeps turning the problem back on the, you know, on the kids. Because as we're reading more and more about this, we hear about all the daycare centers around the country who are flooded with calls about, will they be staying open? Are they funded? Do they have availability? Are they a scam? Like, everyone's, you know, like putting in a tremendous, you know, stress on something that's already stressed and absolutely essential, you know, to our day-to-day lives. Like, we've taken it for granted for so long. To cut funding to it seems, excessive, but also divisive.
It's excessive, divisive, but here's the other part, because Jacob pointed this out. Okay, John, I think you put a number on this potential fraud or the amount of money being cut. I mean, here's where you need one of those really great pie charts to actually show people the amounts of money. And no, the amounts doesn't mean that therefore you should allow fraud. But the country going bankrupt because of the federal government's giving money to some fraudsters in the early childcare system in America, it ain't going to create American bankruptcy when you're looking at the amount of money. And in fact, some of the fraud that we talked about during the Afghanistan and Iraq wars that actually happened, again, if we pulled those numbers up and said, whoa, here's how much we knew that went to fraud. But as Jacob, man, really powerfully pointed out, but the mission we kept going and saying, we're going to fix it, but we can't stop the mission. And I want to cue in on that word, the mission. The mission of preparing and keeping our children safe, educated, and keeping their families in a position to go to work and contribute to this country. You want to talk about something that could bankrupt the system? Johnny, we've pointed this out. The investment in early childhood education, the investment in education is so minuscule compared to the results you get, or if you don't make that investment, the amount of money you end up committing to taking care of the problems that could have been very, you know, minuscule by putting the money in early. The effects of not giving children a great early childhood education experience, of not providing the opportunity for families to go out and earn a living and actually create better conditions for their families to move up, it becomes that you lose out even more in the amount of money that is going to be spent to rectify, I hate to say this, a lot of it through the criminal justice system, because that happens. And it come on. So, yes, somebody listening is going, Tim, but what about the fraud? I'm not dismissing the fraud. Yeah. I'm just trying to get people to have a sense of going, how do we make sense of this? How do we prioritize what we're going to spend money on, what we're not, where we hold, when we don't hold, when we feel like something is such a national security or a national, I'm sorry, but the future childhood who are going to become the adults, the members of our country, that's a mission that has the future of America, the protection of this country. You want to talk about making sure that we are ready and prepared? Well, you make yourself ready and prepared when you have a citizenry that has gone through a public education system that has absolutely done everything it can to make those citizens, those members of our community, fierce advocates of the American dream and democracy. Man, we might be defunding democracy here, Johnny. Jacob, busted pencils when we get back. Busting pencils, and it's always fully leaded education talk. I almost did a little radio voice there. Fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, me, Dr. Tim Slecker, fraud in Minnesota, Tim Walz, teacher, almost, well, could have been vice president. YouTuber exposing the... Oh, no, the YouTuber didn't expose the fraud. The fraud had been being prosecuted since 2022. Whoa, what do we make of this? Well, Johnny, last segment, though, kind of going like, okay, so the response has been the freezing of all federal funding for these programs, across the country. And as you pointed out, there are frantic parents calling, hey, are you open tomorrow? Is my kid going to come in? The other thing, think about this, Johnny, we didn't even talk about this, but how many of these centers are offering some kind of food and nutrition programs where people are actually going to eat, kids are going to eat? And saying, is the really the solution to the fraud freezing all the funds? Jacob gave us a great comparison of going, hey, during Afghanistan, yeah, we exposed fraud during that war, but the mission kept going, man. They kept putting the funding out to keep the soldiers and all that stuff going because it was too important. And I'm asking the question of, the mission of the future of our country through our children, through the families of this country, shouldn't we keep funding going? And then disproportionately, who are these families? And is there some sense of going, well, of course that's why they're doing it. It's because it's those families. It's sensitive. I'll put it out. It's sensitive. If the path I was going down there.
It's a valid path, Tim, to talk about. There is a connection here to, a concerted effort in Minneapolis of ICE and federal agencies targeting Somali populations. Right. Mm-hmm. And so these are Somali daycare centers. And so whether it's intentional or not, that's sometimes how racism and institutional racism works, in the unfortunate ways that it does. And there is some connection here. I think there's like good cause to point out those, those similarities and things, and to take a minute and say, hey, is something wrong happening with the way that these child care facilities may be, fraudulently receiving funding that they shouldn't have? Probably yes. I think all of us would agree wherever we're at on the political, spectrum with things. However, is fraud something widespread that probably is more common? And that's not us condoning it, but is more common. Also, yes, we might take a moment of pause to say, where are we more aptly to act on it and against who? And it probably should be fair to say universally, if you're scamming people, you should be held accountable, regardless of, your skin color, your ethnicity, your country of origin, all of this. And it's unfortunate that this is all coming together and there are all these political and cultural factors involved. And again, as we kind of wrap up our Saturday show, kind of putting a bow tie on one of our favorite guys' political careers, at least for now. I mean, this did happen under his administration. He's taking responsibility, I think, in an honorable way, saying he needs to focus his attention on the great people of Minnesota and the great things that are happening, not only in early child care in his cities and state, but, you know, and all the things. And so he's putting all of his resources towards that job. And I really admire that about Tim Walz. I think we've all been in situations where something, you know, less than ideal happens under our leadership. And that's part of being a leader, dealing with problems. So he still gets, you know, a big A plus from me as a, you know, as a political hero. I think he's handling the tough stuff in a really, you know, honorable way. And I'm so proud to say, you know, that's what teachers do. And Tim Walz, you aren't just a teacher. You're a teacher. You're a leader. You're a man of democracy, and appreciate your leadership. Unfortunate that this is happening the way it is, but like any good teacher, you're helping us all learn what we can do to strengthen our democracy. So, you know, I guess I can put a bow on it that way, Tim, too, to say there are a lot of things to unpack here. We will continue to talk about all things educated related, right? But also about strengthening our democracy here at Busted Pencils.
And now it's time for your moment of zen. Very important thing to keep in mind that when justice comes and when injustices are remedied, they are not remedied by the initiative of the national government or of politicians. They only respond to the power of social movements.
Thanks for listening to the Busted Pencils broadcast today. And remember to grab great podcasts chocked full with more fully leaded education talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website. Hey, and don't be late for homeroom on Monday. And make sure you catch next week's class in session on Wednesday and find us on Friday for Producer's Choice. And of course, just like today, you can catch the Busted Pencils broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time every Saturday across all the Civic Media Network stations for that 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils!